Karen Das, good morning.
Morena, Catherine, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Tell me all about A Crooked Tree by Una Mannion, please.
Oh, A Crooked Tree by Una Mannion. Look, she is a real find for me. She's a short story writer, and this is her first novel, I believe, but you can really see how her craft as a short story writer has really informed her sense of craft and storytelling, because as a debut, this is really sensational. And you know, the thing about debut novels, I think, is that quite often they start off really strong and don't kind of sustain a momentum all the way through, which often lets them down. But you know, it's the nature of the debut. But this one is just compelling from start to finish. I'm really, really impressed. It has the suspense of a thriller and like a page-turner, and it kind of has a sense of a coming-of-age story and even slight young adult leanings. But essentially at its heart, it's a really beautifully crafted work of literary fiction. I really loved it. She's a real find. So I think it's set in 1981, and it's kind of outside of Philadelphia. Una Mannion is American, but she lives in Ireland. And so this is set the night before the summer vacation kicks off, and it's a family. They live high in the mountains, and it's such a recognisable opening sequence. It's really, really strongly evoked. They're all in the car, Alan's mother. Alan is our protagonist, and she is, I think she's 11. But this is told through the eyes of Libby, who is 15, her sibling. And so all the siblings are in the car, and they're all kind of feral and agitated and kind of acting up, and the mother's just boiling over and can't stand the tension, and she stops the car and orders Alan to get out of the car and walk the rest of the way home. It's actually dark, and they're miles away from home, and the other kids are terrified. They sort of say, you can't leave Alan. She can't walk home in the mountains on her own. What will happen to her? And it's kind of not a nightmarish scenario. And this is what happens when children try and take care of things themselves and take things into their own hands and kind of have a mistrust of adults. It's quite a complex little narrative. The next day there's going to be a big festival where everyone in the town comes together. But what actually happens to Alan, and this isn't a spoiler, but she actually gets picked up by a man that is referred to as Barbie Man. He's got long white hair, and he's very, very creepy. And he tries to touch Alan, and she jumps out of the car and ends up getting home. Mm. But the whole book is kind of based around them trying to find this Barbie Man. And there's all these great characters in this book. There's a father who is Irish, and he passed away, but he's very strongly felt in this book. It's just such a page-turner and full of tension. It's like a film. I just really, really loved this book.
Fantastic. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Karen Das has reviewed A Crooked Tree by Una Mannion. Faber, the publisher, $33 the price.